Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm glad you're here because, you know, I'm always pestering the 4-H folks about, ooh, I want updates. Tell me about how the programs go and how many people and everything else like that. And you have regional club day results for us.
That's right, the flip side, right?
Yes, all right.
Well, I hope you're all staying warm as March goes out like a lion this morning. But yes, this last weekend, we got to have regional club days. For those that are just new listening, our regional club days is an event where the kids get to go and practice public speaking skills, which they show the number one phobia in the United States is actually public speaking. So this is a really good skill that we try to create a very safe space for our children to practice, and really a great skill for them to work on, knowing that it will serve them well into adulthood. So I just want to go ahead and, so any 4-H'er that went on, because we had district club days, and this is actually going to compete up against a larger part of the state. So in our regional club days, we had 4-H'ers from Johnson County, Douglas County, Shawnee. We had 4-H'ers from Meredosine District, which is Miami and Linn County. I believe that's everybody. And then Frontier District, which is Anderson, Osage, and Franklin. So I'm going to read you Frontier District's results. I'm so proud of all the kids that just came and participated. Again, it's not so much about the ribbon. It's just perfecting and honing in that skill. And I think every time you do that, you get better and better. So I'm so proud of all the kids, no matter where they're ribbon placing, for coming and practicing that and competing in regional club days. So instrumental and piano, we had Claire Newman received a blue, and Tanis Normile, who is a senior, receiving a purple. In junior and intermediate project talks, we had Ruby Stuckey receiving a blue, Jax Dryling receiving a red, Braden Gillespie receiving a purple and an honorable mention, and Claire Newman receiving a red. In the junior, intermediate, and senior impromptu, which impromptu, for those who don't know what impromptu is they actually don't go in with a prepared speech. They have to, like, draw topics and get 5 minutes to prepare a speech that they talk on for about 10 minutes. So really thinking on your feet and off the cuff. Hank Newton received a blue, and Emilian Behrens received a blue. Aspen Dubay received a blue for her demonstration. For junior intermediate demonstrations, illustrated talks, Evelyn Flory received a blue. Claire Newman received a red. Mason Newman received a red. Shelby O'Connor received a blue. Hope Proct received a red. Nora Cubitt received a blue. And Fox Hulk received a blue. And for public speaking, this is our senior public speaking, Amelia Behrens received a purple. I think I got one more category here. Gavel Games team received a purple, which was our Abenus Trailblazers. And then, let's see, so for dance, there's also a dance categories. Mason Newman received a blue. Claire Newman received a blue. Nora Cubitt received a red, and then we had one skit from our Osage ambassadors, and they received a purple. So it was really a great day for Frontier Extension District kids. And just to wrap up, just remember that we have lots of events going on right now. It's spring, and with summer, we're starting to put out summer information, so pay attention to your newsletter and call the office if you have any questions. I know Audrey always asks me how to get involved, and you can call the Extension office, 785-229-3520, for more information about 4-H.
That is very, very cool. And I know even the folks who didn't place or get a ribbon or anything, I know they worked their tails off and did an excellent job as well.
That's right. I praise that just in itself.
100%. How many members do you have right now?
Like
off the
total
top of your
in
head.
The district?
Yeah, in the district. How many?
So we have about 600 4-H'ers in the district, usually, is
good
about
grief.
where we're at.
Wow. That is a lot of creativity and drive and get up and go.
Yes, it is. It is. As busy as families are these days, I'm excited that people still dedicate their time to some of these efforts.
Mm-hmm. And everything that they learn in that is wonderful to see, because it's something that they take with them their entire lives, and it just makes the whole community better to see that and be a part of it, whether you're involved or you're on the receiving end of some of the great things that they do.
Yes, that's right. We always preach it. We really try to instill great life skills in our youth within the 4-H program and instill great character and some of those like softer skills that they don't necessarily get in the school systems or, you know, other activities. So that's one thing that we always stress that we try to instill in our youth in the 4-H program.
And you're also bringing out a lot of the awesomeness that's already there. It just needs
yes,
a chance to shine. Well, speaking of shine, the sun is going to come out on us at some point, so we better get a move on with the day. But thank you for bringing those results in. I always love hearing updates about this kind of stuff. All righty. Have yourself a good day, Jessica, and
okay. We
will catch up with you soon. Yeah, try.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.